Hello, this is Jesleen.
Speaking.
Yes, hello, Jesleen. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you for asking. Now, Jesleen, very quickly here, were you ever diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Yes, I was.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, I'm very sorry to hear that. Very quickly, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure, yes.
Just let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim or no?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
All right, and then I'm assuming this claim would be for yourself, correct?
Correct.
All right, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain. Okay, and
Yes.
then when were you diagnosed? Do you remember the date?
I was diagnosed March of 2023.
Okay, early last year.
Yes.
2023, and then only because I do need to put a day on here. Do you remember the day? If not, I can just put the first.
No, I'm not really sure about the day. I don't remember the actual day.
Okay, if it's okay with you, I could just put the first.
Okay.
It just has to be like an estimate of when it was.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CAT scan, MRI?
It was a CAT scan, MRI. Yes, it
Was
was.
both?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me see, Jasmine, what's your date of birth?
10/25/97.
10/25/97.
Yes.
All right. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
No, you don't? Okay. And then did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
No, it was like a P. Pfizer.
Yeah, Pfizer.
Yes.
Yeah, Pfizer is the one that makes it, and then the brand name is Depo Provera.
Okay.
Yeah, so you did use Depo
Yes.
Provera? Okay. And then which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or the generic acetate?
Depo Provera.
Depo Provera? Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo Provera?
No, I never switched.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera any time after the year 1992?
No.
Said no. Let me say,
No, wait.
when did
After
you?
1992?
Correct.
Well, yes.
Yes. Okay. No, I know it's kind of a weird question.
Yeah.
So when did you start using Depo? To the best
I
of your knowledge.
started December 2018, the end of December, the end of 2018.
Okay, December of 2018. Only because I need to put a day on here as well. Is it okay if I put the first?
Yes, that's fine.
December 1st, 2018, and then to the best of your knowledge, when did you stop using it?
Maybe like 3, 4 years later, it was January of 2022.
Okay, so then you stopped in January of 2022, and then about a year later, after you stopped using it, you were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then just because I need to put a specific day on when you stopped using it, do you want me to put the first as well?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So you started in 2018, you stopped in 2022, and then you were diagnosed in 2023, which is a year after you stopped using it.
Yeah.
Got it. Let me see here. And then for this part, can you just confirm your gender for me?
Female.
You're a female? All right. And then your first name, I have it spelled here, Jazleen, which is J-A-Z-L-E-E-N. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Do you have a middle name or no?
No.
No middle name. And then last name, is it F-E-R-R-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any suffixes in your name, like junior, the second,
no,
or the third, or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then your contact email, I have it as basleen66@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your primary phone number is 929-529-5841. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Let me see here. And then is this, I'm assuming it's a cell phone or a home phone?
Yes. My cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. And then what's your preferred way of contact? Would this be a call, text, or email?
Either or, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll just
I'm
put
available.
A call. I'll put a call for now. And then when's the best time to give you a call? In the morning, afternoon, or evening?
Yes, the mornings are good.
Mornings are better?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. And then what's your address now?
It's 204 Brabant, it's B-R-A-B-A-N-T Street, Staten Island, New York, 10303.
Okay. All right. And then that's in the city of Staten Island?
Yes.
Got it. 204 Brabant Street, Staten Island, New York, 10303?
Yes.
Is this a house or apartment?
A house.
The house? Okay. Let's
yeah.
See here. Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you or the one that treated you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What was her name?
I have it on the tip of my head.
It could just be the last name. It doesn't have to be the full name.
You're saying the doctor that treated me. Her name was Amy Ravel.
Okay. Is it Amy, A-M-Y, and then Ravel, R-I-V-E-L?
You're talking about my surgeon, right?
Yeah, the one that treated you for the meningioma.
Yes. Yeah, her name was A-M-I.
Oh, A-M.
Yes, R-A-V-A-L.
R-A-V-A-L. Got
yeah.
it. Okay, and then what hospital was this at?
Staten Island University Hospital.
Okay, let me see. Staten Island University Hospital, I have North Campus, is that correct?
I'm not sure. I know there's like a South Shore.
Yeah.
I have the address.
Yes, what's the address? Is it 475 Seaview?
Yes, Avenue, Staten Island, New York, 10305.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Same
yeah.
address.
Okay.
All right, let me just copy and paste that on here. Okay, and then you said the address was 475 Seaview Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just copying and pasting the information. Okay. And then for the phone number for that hospital, I have it as, let me see, 718-226-9000. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me see. And then you said it was Dr. Amy Ravel, correct?
Yeah.
Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay, let me see here. Any other medical notes that you would like me to put? If not, it's okay.
No.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
The hospital does. I would just have to get that from them, but
okay.
I can get that.
You would be able to grab them?
Yes.
And then when you grab them, would you be able to provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
Both? Okay, let me see here. And then for this final part, I do need to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
You could put somebody that lives with me.
Okay, and who would this be?
You could put my cousin. Her name is Brittany Dixon.
Okay, and is that B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y?
Yes.
And then what's the last name?
Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
Brittany Dixon. And then what's their phone number?
It's 929-463-9554.
Okay, you said 929-463-9554?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you know her email address? If not, I can just put yours.
No, I don't. You can put mine.
Okay, I'll put yours on there. And then do you know her address? Oh, wait, you said she lives with you, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let me just copy and paste it really quick. Okay. Done with the emergency contact there. And then just the final thing so we can wrap this up here. What's your social security, please? If not, just the final four.
Okay, my last four is 8046.
8046 are the last four?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's only in case we need to review some documents. We can reach the hospitals on your behalf and ask for those records.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. All right. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them over you for you to quickly sign, okay? Just to make sure that everything is correct. Let me see here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're almost done. Just like two or three more minutes, and then that's it. All right, let me see. Okay, so for your full name, I have Jazlene Ferrer, which is J-A-Z-L-E-E-N-F-E-R-R-E-R, correct?
Yes.
Okay, then your address, I have it as 204 Brabant Street, Staten Island, New York, 10303?
Yes.
Okay, and then phone number, I have it as 929-529-5841?
Correct.
Okay, and then email, I have it as baseline66@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right, date of birth is 10/25/1997?
Yes.
Okay, and then the last four of your social are 8046, correct?
Yes.
All right. Let me just make sure that everything else is correct. Got it. Everything is correct. Now, go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you. You're going to see a message that it'll say my full name, Oscar Rocha, sent you documents through DocuSign. And then just click on the link and it'll bring you to the DocuSign website.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's pretty straightforward. You just click on the big yellow start button and then be on the lookout. I do want to let you know there's a box where you have to draw your signature and then there's another box where you have to draw your initials, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is this for?
So that's a retainer document. What that does is that means you agree that we're going to help you out with this lawsuit so we can help you with Depo Provera and the fact that it caused you to get that meningioma.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's just you agreeing to letting us help you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you get it?
Oh, did you already sign it?
Yes.
Let me see. Okay. Yeah, I see it. Let me just make sure that everything is correct here. Okay, I see a signature there. Oh, okay, yeah, it looks like you signed on both of them. Let me try to send it to you one more time.
What do you mean?
So there was a part where you had to put your initials and you put a signature on there as well.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
No, that's okay. Let me send it to you one more time. Let me see here. No, you did the... let me see. Give me one. I just have to rebuild it now. And this was for the Depo Provera one. I just have to look for that application one more time. Let's see. Give me one second. Thank you for your patience. Okay, and then I go back here. All right, let me see. All right, I'm going to send it to you one more time. You should have gotten it again.
Okay.
Yeah, so you did it right. Just be on the lookout. There's that one box that tells you to draw your signature, and then there's a box that tells you to draw your initials, okay?
Okay. Okay, is it better now?
Okay, let me see. Okay, I see it. Let me just double check it one more time. Okay, I see one. I see another signature. Okay, no, yeah. Okay, yeah, much better. Okay, yeah, so in that case, now I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to try to call you here in the next 3 to 4 days. It's very important that you pick up that call because they cannot start on this case until they verify this information with you personally, all right?
Okay.
I will also text you my personal work number. So if you have any questions or concerns, or if it's been longer than 7 days and you have not received any calls, you can reach out to me and then I can see what's going on with this, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, Jasmine, I appreciate your time, and I wish you the best with this, okay?
Yes, you too. Happy holidays.
Thank you, you too. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.